Welcome, you're with Vox from The Vox Show at vox.org. It's nice to be back with you guys again today. It's Monday, April 2nd, 2007, and it's the full moon. Actually, it's a little bit past the full moon, but that's the most important thing that's going on today, which is probably why you're freaking out, losing control, pigging out, eating pizza, chugging the milk, eating lots of chocolate. Moon and Libra will do that to you. So, if you're doing any and all of the above, you pretty much know what's happening. Right now, we got a call off the bat, so let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm calling to see about what's going on in my life right now.
Okay. What exact aspect would you like to check out first, the business or the love?
I would like to check business because I just started a new job, and I would like to check about my love life.
Okay, let's just check it out. And what's your birthday?
It's May 7, 1982.
Okay, and what's your first name?
My first name is Camila.
Okay, let's check it out. Let's check out the love life first off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's going on there. Well, it seems like, you know, you're not really exactly super happy with what's going on right now. You got the Three of Cups, the Seven of Discs, and the Seven of Cups. So who's been upsetting you lately?
Oh, he's been upsetting me lately.
What's his birthday?
His birthday is April 26,
81. Hmm. It's almost kind of like too much of the same flavor, you know what I mean? It's like he's not really moving forward fast enough in this relationship. Now, what country are you from? Are you from South America or where?
I'm from Brazil. Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know how you sound like you're from South America, but that's the energy around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've called you like a long time ago. I don't remember when, but I called you once.
Okay, cool. He seems like he's doing the least amount possible to keep you staying in the relationship, and you're really just bored. And you're not really in the mood to like leave the relationship yet, you know, but the thing that's going on right now, it's going to keep going this way till literally around September of this year, 2007. And it seems like you're trying to get into the mood of like going forward, having your family, having your babies and all this kind of stuff. And you already invested so much energy in this guy. You're really having a hard time thinking that you want to break up. This is the real problem. But he's never going to get any more ready to have a family. So unless you engage him or like propose marriage to him, and you better be careful.
I really don't want that.
It's a situation. You're going to wind up doing everything.
No, I really don't want that. Let me ask you something, because today I just had a breakdown or something.
Who did?
Because I kind of found out he is like, I'm not sure if he's cheating on me, but I'm not sure. But he's having like a flirting thing with one of his friends, co-workers.
Yeah.
And I kind of saw that today, and I'm like, are you cheating on me? What is going on with this girl? Because she's married. And I really want to find out what's really going on, because I have a really bad breakdown today.
Do you know anything about her or her first name at all?
Let me try to remember. Oh, Marcia. That's her first name. It's M-A-R-C-I-A.
Okay, let's just check it out over here.
I kind of got really mad today, and I lost my mind, and I kind of...
See, and you didn't even get to listen to the first part of the show where I said everybody's flipping out today because it's the full moon. And
yeah, also, I did. Oh, is that the full moon today?
Yeah, it was happening.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's why. I'm acting like a crazy cat or like... I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, let me tell you what's happening. When the full moon's in Libra, Libra is ruled by your planetary ruler of Venus. And so that's why it felt especially, you know, weird today. And
that's the full moon, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the situation. He's not openly cheating on you, but the situation is he knows that nothing's going to happen with her, so she's a safe person to flirt with.
Oh, to make me jealous or something?
No,
or?
He's just like that. You know, Taurus, I mean, you're like that when he's not watching. Don't be ridiculous. You know, Taurus people like to have people like watching them and saying how beautiful they are. I mean, that's true. So I don't think he's doing anything really crazy, but my feeling is that you're just kind of wasting your time with this guy. He's not a bad guy, but he's certainly not marriage material. And if you want to raise your kids all by yourself and do all the hard work and decorate the house all by yourself, feel free, because, you know, he's not the worst thing that could happen to you if you just wanted to fool around and just go on and on and on in a relationship that's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, but he is somebody.
Do you see a guy coming soon on my life?
No.
Or no?
No. You know why? Because you need to get rid of this guy first.
Okay. And when is the right time?
Is he living with you yet?
Yeah, we are still living together. We've
so
been
what,
living
what
together.
What the hell are you talking about? Come
we've
on.
Been living together. We've been living together for 3 years, but I just started a new job, and I still don't have that much money to move out by myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, here's the situation. It doesn't get easier.
Sorry?
It does not get easier. You're going to have to start getting serious. This is how he got you in this wonderful little gooey trap.
Uh-huh.
He's not going forward. He's not going backward. You're not going forward. You're not going backward. But you're consistently getting more and more disgusted.
Yeah, because I want to give him a chance and a chance. And he's like, "Oh, go look for happiness." I'm like,
"Oh, please."
What? Like, I'm like, he's
he
like,
told
oh,
you
sorry.
To go look for happiness?
I said, I'm just mad saying that. I'm like, I want you to, like, make an effort and try to change for me. You know what
but
I mean?
But he's not
like,
going to do that.
No.
Now, I don't remember you specifically, but did I tell you the same thing last time?
Yeah. And I've been in Brazil to a lot of people, and they said me the same thing you're telling me.
So you see what I'm saying? Nothing's going to change, my friend, Camille, until you make the effort. And even
yeah,
when
but
you,
when is the right time for me to move on, even if I don't have money to move by myself right
honest
now?
Honest to God, before June 15th.
Before June 15th?
I like now. Is that good enough for you?
What do you mean?
Like now.
Yeah, but I don't have the money to move.
You know what? You have friends you can stay with. Now, let me tell you something. Once you have to move out of this situation and pay for storage and realize how pissed off you are that you spent all that time and energy on this stupid relationship that's not going anywhere.
Exactly. I'm so
okay.
Sick
he's going to it's going to piss you off, and he's going to try to pretend he's going to change, and it's going to be bullshit.
Oh,
and
he's
going to
pretend. Uh-huh.
You're trying to blame this on him, Camille, but you're the lazy little rascal right now.
Me? I'm the lazy?
You're lazy. You're emotionally lazy because you know exactly what it's going to take to get yourself out of this situation.
No, the problem is not even the emotions, because I know that I can do much better than him. But the thing is the money. I'm worried about the money.
No,
I just started
no,
the job.
You're not listening to me. I know you think you're listening to me. You're using money as the excuse to stay in a situation.
Uh-huh.
If money can fix your problem, you don't really have a problem.
You know what, but I mean, I have a big dog. That's the problem, to find a place to live.
Listen, you have to find a situation where either somebody can help you take care of your dog for a while till you get on your feet, and you need to get out of there, maybe stay with a friend, go on to Craigslist, find a roommate, find a place where they'll accept a dog.
Uh-huh.
All right, now let's get real. I love animals, okay? But you have to, I'm going to probably piss some people off here, but I still say that humans are the people who own the animals by and large. You are more important than your dog. I hate to break it to you.
No, okay? I know.
So if you have to find a temporary home for your dog, then I suggest you do it. Stop looking at your dog as this reason why you can't move forward. Stop looking at not having the job that you want as being the reason you can't move forward. Because otherwise you're going to stay in this relationship for another 3 years.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Do you see me moving soon?
No, but I'm telling you that you should.
Uh-huh, but you don't see it, right?
No, I don't, because I don't think that you're going to listen to me right this minute.
No, I really want.
I want you
to listen. I just need to have the courage to
I
do
know
it,
that
you know?
I'm not the ruler of your life, but if I ever told you anything that made you trust me, and I think I already did because I don't know you, I've never met you, and I'm telling you straight up what other people have told you that love you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not getting paid for it.
My mom has been telling me this. It's been 3 years.
Yeah. So do you want to waste another 3 years? I know you're starting to think, okay, you're getting old.
No.
You think you're old now?
Do you see me moving out of California maybe to
Hawaii?
No,
you're not moving out of California right now. No.
Okay.
It's too much. I said just, can you see what you do to yourself? You're trying to like pretend that you even have your shit together enough to move out of the country.
When you
No, listen to me. Listen to me. You don't even have your shit together enough to move down the street.
I know. Oh my God.
So I'm the best friend you ever had for free. Besides
your
mom.
So like before June 15th, I should like...
No, before June 15th, find a friend to move in with. Your boyfriend's going to think you're crazy. Then he's going to say, okay, look, I'm going to change my evil ways. I'm going to do whatever you want. And the answer is still no.
Okay.
If he can't change in 3 years, what's going to make him change in 3 weeks?
That's what I think. That's my point. That's what I ask him. Why? If you haven't changed in 3 years, why would you change right now?
And guess what?
I told him I would change because he didn't like me. I was like being bad to him. I did. I changed, but because I really wanted to be with him, but he didn't actually.
Right. Yep. And so how long are you willing to wait for this life of yours to happen?
Yeah.
You're still attractive. You still have so much going for you. In three years, you're not going to feel this great. Trust me.
No, exactly.
You're not going to feel this great. So do what I'm telling you. Move out. Get a place for your dogs. You got some girlfriends. Let them listen to the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they'll say, yeah, see, she's right. And if your friends want you to change and they're not going to be there for you when you need a place to stay while you move out, then they're not your friends either.
Uh-huh.
You know,
no,
you can at least
you.
Stay with your mom. You can stay with somebody who cares about you.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there. It's not because it's a bad situation. It's a boring situation.
Oh.
And it's not leading to anything that's going to, like, empower you or make you happy in the future. Now, I have a client that I've seen for a long time. I predicted her husband. And I said, look, if you spoil this guy, it's going to be a disaster. You're going to have your kids, but you're going to raise them. You're going to pay the bills, and he's not going to do jack shit. Well, it's been 10 years now, and she finally had to divorce this guy because she spoiled him. She let him get away with murder. And he's a handsome, handsome guy, and he's an amazing person, but he's a lousy husband, and he's like a boring dad. He's not really there, and he's making no money. Sounds like your boyfriend to me.
Yeah, how do you know?
You know, and I don't dislike your boyfriend. I just don't think he's going anywhere. And I think the best, if you really love him like you say you do, you realize you're not the best partner for him because you're just enabling him to be the lazy bastard he's becoming.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, like, kick him in the ass and let him realize, hey, life needs to move forward. And you'll be the person that he remembers through his whole life that made him wake up to who he is and what he needs to accomplish in his life.
Yeah.
So you're not doing a bad thing.
Uh-huh.
You know?
No, I agree.
But I got to let you go for now. So think about what I said and join the forum and let me know how it works out for you. Okay, Camille? Because this is the most important thing you need to take care of right now. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we have another caller in here, I think, coming in. So we'll check it out. You're with Vox. Give me a call at 323-284-5166. And I'm here, the best friend you ever had for free. Trust me. I'll tell it like it is. And I don't make stuff up. I'm really reading your cards. I'm really doing astrology. So we got another caller here. Let's check it out. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Liar.
I know, huh?
Nobody ever calls me when they're having a good day.
I know.
That's why I do this show. Right. So what's going on that I can help you with?
I'm just curious what you have to tell me about relationships and Pluto retrograde.
Okay. Now, can you speak up a little bit louder?
Relationships and Pluto retrograde.
And what's your birthday?
11/13.
Okay, let's check it out. What's your first name? Or your magical name, whichever.
Amy.
Okay, let's check it out and see what's happening. And what year were you born again?
82.
Okay. So right now what's happening is that you're having a conflict of interest. It's like you're trying to cultivate other relationships in your life because you're like looking for some kind of romance or dream situation because you're kind of bored with how your real life is going. So you're trying to create some drama. Have you recognized that yet?
Yeah.
Good. That's half the step right there is to recognizing it, you know. And let's check. What's your rising sign, do you know?
What was that?
Do you know what your rising sign or your ascendant is in your chart?
Yeah, Pisces.
Okay, so you got the Princess of Cups, which is the Pisces card. That's what made me want to ask. And you've got the Prince of Swords and the Adjustment card. And I'm reading the Crowley Thoth deck, just in case you have a deck at home. You might want to follow along with that later on and check it out. But the husband is getting pretty pissed off here.
Yeah.
You know, and he senses something going on. Did you notice that he was going through your files or no?
No.
Okay, because I'm telling you, he senses that you're cheating on him or you're about to or that something's weird. Did he confront you with it yet?
Yeah, we've been talking.
Yeah, because he's pretty pissed off. And you told him enough that he thinks that you're really up to no good and he thinks that you have cheated on him before. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, there's this... kind of weird thing that when you're doing stuff on cyberspace or in space somewhere, that it's not necessarily cheating if it's just talking, you know?
Yeah, I know better.
Yeah, because it's still cheating. And it's showing that you're kind of bored with him. And this is kind of an interesting way you have of attacking him very subtly. You know, instead of going up to him direct and saying, look, you're not making me happy, you're boring me, you're not paying attention to me, you're not giving me what I want, you're kind of sneaking behind his back and leaving lots of breadcrumbs so he can follow you and sneakily find out what you're up to. And so you can kind of like passive-aggressive tendency to manipulate him or make him feel bad in this kind of cagey way that you have. Because you know you're a Scorpio and you're going to be revengeful. That's just the way it is. And it's really hard to piss off a Scorpio. Okay, I lied. It's actually very easy. You know, and Scorpios will always get the last laugh. Even if it's 10 years later, they will still be laughing, you know. So you got to recognize that whatever it was that brought you and your husband together in the first place, you know, there's some challenges now and you guys have to grow up. And the deal is that Pisces rising of that you have makes you want to stick around in a comfortable situation, kind of like the last caller. So you don't like to mess up your happy home and your little trinkets and all your cute little fuzzy stuff that you have laying around.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to break up your home. So then you got to look at this other guy and realize, all right, does he equal my happy home? And the answer is absolutely no. Does this guy that you're fooling around with or playing with mentally, does he equal all the cool stuff that you're going to be missing or losing out on? And the answer, in my opinion, is absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
So this little fun toy, boy toy, diversion that you're playing with right now, he's not really worth all of this loss that you're facing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, that doesn't mean your husband's in the clear. Your husband's got to do some stuff to, like, you know, step up to the plate and make you happy. But he can't do it if you are not honest with him and you don't tell him what he's doing that's pissing you off or making you unhappy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that the Leo is all that, because sometimes, you know, it's really hard dealing with Leos, you know, because they're just big babies. But my feeling is that to be honest with the Leo and to tell him what it is that you really need and stop playing these mental games with him, it's really important. Because what happens as a magician is your word is your wand, okay? And your wand is a singular thing. And when you say, I want true love in my life, but you're kind of stabbing the person in the back who's trying to give it to you, then it really means that you really don't want love.
Mm.
So what it does is if you're even doing love rituals, they'll blow up in your face. Because in magic, you have to know what it is that you want and manifest that. So what you really want is love. And if the Leo's not giving it to you, you got to say, all right, I'm willing to let him go, but for all the right reasons. Then you can manifest a better love.
Okay.
You understand? So we can ask some more mundane questions about it if you like. But is this making sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Good, because I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or anything like that. But you're a Scorpio, and I know that you know the score.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, can you tell me more about how this Pluto retrograde is going to affect me?
Yeah, hold on one second.
What's going on with that?
Yeah. And the situation why you're feeling this way, and this has been going on since around 1995. That's a long time. But you've been in this intense mode of transition all that time. Pluto is your planetary ruler. And it just about hit 29 degrees in your natal second house. Okay, so it's also messing with your finances and your ability to, like, make a living. Just in case you didn't know that. So this is part of the problem. But instead of, like, looking at astrology as always just like another disaster about to strike, you got to recognize what the energies are and learn how they're going to manipulate the different houses that you have so you can prepare for them and act accordingly. Because it's not just enough to say, oh, yeah, Pluto's retrograde, so the shit's going to hit the fan. It's like, in what house is it going to hit the fan? You know?
Okay.
And in your place, you know, technically it's in your natal second house, which is finances. And because you have Pisces rising, Let me see where that will be. I'll have to think about that. But you're not really super happy with what you're trying to do right now, but it's almost like you're getting kind of stuck and you don't even know which direction to go. So what have you been trying to do to manifest money so far?
Sticking out my current job, which I'm not very happy with.
Yeah, but so like what are you specifically doing there? Sitting behind a desk and doing boring crap or what?
Yeah.
Now, that's what Pisces do before they figure out what they're supposed to do. Now, remember, even though you're a Scorpio, you're coming across more as a Pisces. And you really need to take some of that money that you're making, how little it there is, trust me, I can see. Take that money and take some classes in certain levels of healing, psychology, Reiki, color therapy, feng shui, anything that would make you be able to go out and do something kind of spiritual and fun where you get to meet people. Because you sitting behind a desk is just like suicide. It's just like awful.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not predicting you're going to do that, but you know what I'm saying. I'm speaking metaphorically.
I know.
Scorpios never commit suicide. They just get other people to do it. They're not stupid.
Hilarious.
You know, so using your psychic abilities, which you do have quite a bit, but they're so unfocused, and you kind of like open up books and you study what you want to, and you don't take it all away. So I'd suggest like getting a little bit more focus in your magical studies and learning, like even people that do feng shui right now, they can make really great money. You know, Reiki, working with people. I see working with people in a spiritual way. Even if it's your own website, you know, doing blogs, writing, researching, doing articles, even making small craft things. You just haven't taken it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I take it seriously. Hey, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
I take it really fucking seriously. And I live magic 24/7. And I don't do it to make money. But for some bizarre reason, that's how I make a living. It just, if you do what it is that you really, really love, I can't stress it enough. That if you put your passion where your heart really is instead of keep dicking around in a stupid job, at least save some of that money. And take some classes that are going to benefit you. And you'll get out of there. I say within the next year, between like February 2007, which already passed, all the way to February of 2008. You know, making some real headway here. Because it's also what kind of keeps you stuck with the Leo. Because you can't really move out of there.
Yeah. He's a Virgo, by the way, but his rising sign is Leo.
So isn't that weird? I keep calling him a Leo.
Yeah.
It's totally bizarre.
He's another Leo, though.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying? It's very strange. So, you know, your problems are so fixable. Sometimes I read people and they are totally fucked and there's not a damn thing I can do about it, you know? But you're not fucked. You're just being lazy and taking too much time, you know?
All
right, yeah. So anyway, go in there and I would say just stop this flirtation. It's not really leading anywhere. Be honest with your husband. If he won't come to bat for you, then you can cheat on him, you know, in the sense of you can decide that you want to leave and you can move on to a new relationship. But right now, I would really seriously concentrate on your career.
Okay.
Okay, my friend?
That's good advice. Thank you.
So take care and keep in touch and let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
Sure. 93. So give me a call at 323-284-5166. And since I can only do one call at a time, I don't have some big 1,000 button thing over here. Just if you call in and it's busy, just keep calling because you'll be able to come in. We have another caller right now, so let's see what's going on. Hey, you're with Vox. What's happening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Nothing. I had ran into somebody I dated, and I hope you don't recognize my voice, even though I know you do.
If I recognize you, I'll tell you. You know, I will.
I had run. Well, I'm a little tipsy right now, so maybe that's disguising. I had run into somebody I knew, and I kind of panicked, and I didn't say hi, even though I wish I would have.
Okay, and what's this person's birthday? Do you know?
9/15/70.
Okay, so you must have cared something about this person to remember their birthday.
Yeah, and I'm kind of weird with numbers. I have a really good memory for some things like
and
that.
And what's your birthday?
5/6/75.
Okay, let's check it out here. Now, there does seem to have been some kind of real relationship here. How long were you with this person?
Well, we knew each other a long time, but as far as dating, it wasn't that long because I really liked him and I panicked. And I have a tendency to say crazy things that don't make any sense when I like somebody, like off the wall kind of stuff where my friends would just tell me to shut my mouth and not say anything and just smile.
Yeah, like there's a million Hollywood movies made after people like this.
Yeah, well, this would have been a good one because I just spoke all kinds of craziness when I was around him, and I it was almost like an out-of-body experience. I couldn't stop myself from talking crazy around him because I just liked him so much. I was so nervous around him.
And now, the reason why I bring this up, you got the Two of Cups, the Virgo card, Princess of Discs, and the Six of Wands. And I always mention the cards for my friends out there who actually read the cards so they can follow along. But it shows that this person really does have genuine feelings for you and always did. And couldn't really figure out what the hell happened. He never really got what happened with you two. And on the level, if you should have said something to him, I don't think it really would have hurt to say something. Now, what year did you know this person before?
Up until 99, maybe from 94 to 94, 95 to about 99. And then I saw him again, maybe a couple months ago, but I completely panicked to the point where he was sitting like 2 feet away from me and I couldn't even walk over and say hi to him.
Well, I'll tell you the real reason I think you were terrified to say something to him, because if he had gone over to say something to him, things probably would have led to, a very interesting kind of sexual conclusion.
Believe it or not, it would have been a bad thing.
No, it's not that it would be a bad thing, but since you technically look like you're already attached to somebody, that could be kind of a messy situation that you really don't want to get into right now. But my feeling is, no matter what you thought would have happened in that relationship, I hope that this is going to make you feel better. That relationship with the Virgo would have been pretty disastrous, believe it or not.
Okay.
Shockingly enough that I'm telling you this. So I think that when you stuck your foot in your mouth all those years ago, you actually did yourself a favor.
I've kind of thought that, but it was hard to kind of forgive myself for blowing it so badly.
But I forgive you because I can see the difference. You got the Four of Cups here, which is very dicey. I think there was things about him that you didn't know. Just like the person that you're with right now, you think you knew so well, and there are still things that you know, are being kind of surprised about. I think the Virgo's got a lot of emotional baggage, and he just happens to look like a good catch, but he's really not. He's really smart. He's a nice guy, but I think if you went in there and you saw the darker side of him, I think you would be glad that you pretty much avoided it.
Was it just a sexual thing, or was there more of a connection?
No, there was a real connection. There was some real genuine affection there, and there was a real mental kind of connection, too, that I don't think you have with your current partner. And so lately, since you've been kind of bummed out with how your relationship is going, and all of a sudden you see this really amazing flash from your past, you're kind of looking at it like, oh, maybe this is a sign from God that I should have been with so-and-so. And it's really not true. It's really not.
So if I get in touch with this guy, it wouldn't turn out well?
You would have an amazing sexual experience. You would probably get pregnant. It would probably be a son because you got the Ace of Wands. And then you'd be up shit creek because then are you having the Scorpio partner?
Yeah.
Okay, the Scorpio would probably wind up going out and hunting his ass down. So you'd be going from the from the frying pan into the fire, effectively.
And so you see me on the news, too.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The Virgo would bail ass. He would haul ass out of there so fast. Virgos cannot handle baggage. They are baggage, but they can't handle other people's baggage.
Okay.
You know, and I just say, don't seek him out, because you could never really be friends with this guy because you got so much riding on him, almost at this little knight in shining armor that will pull you out of this boring situation that you're in right now. Okay. And it's not true.
Okay.
It's super sexy. I'm screwing your sex life up here big time. I'm fucking up a really great fantasy sequence and a great movie that hasn't been written yet. But I have to tell you, with all honesty, I can understand your attraction to him. And I know that you're seeing it as a magical situation that he came back into your life during this low point. But it's not what you think.
Then why did he pop in out of nowhere?
Because you're in a cycle. You're in a 7-year cycle. That's why I asked you, when's the last time you were hanging around with him? What, 1999? That's 7 years.
You know
years
what?
Ago.
It has been 70. Wow, that's trippy. Okay.
And 7 years is a Venus cycle. Yeah.
Okay.
See, now understanding it numerologically, it seems to make sense to you. Now, just because you turned, like, say you're on a diet and you turned down a piece of chocolate cake successfully, okay, that has not gotten rid of the fact that there is chocolate cake in the world. And maybe in 7 years, somebody might offer you another piece. Well, in 7 years, you might decide you want to take a bite. But it's still
you're
not
so
going
funny.
To be any better for you 7 years after than it was the first time you said no.
Okay.
Now, do you understand how magic can be so tricky?
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm really glad that you called, because I think you really avoided a real headache here. Now, also, too, the Virgo is not really great with kids.
Okay.
Okay? Whether or not he has any is irrelevant. They're not great with kids, and they're for sure not great with other people's kids, and also with other people's kids who have a lot of needs, like your children do.
Okay.
You know, so get your head out of the clouds. If I thought you could go fuck his brains out and have a great time, and that would be the end of it, I'd say go for it. Because I'm not about morality. I am about what makes a person happy for as many people as possible. Okay? Because it's not about being a bad person and not a bad thing to sexually lust after somebody or anything like that. But doing it and the consequences that can arise out of it, that's what I'm here for, is to make sure, like, when it's a safe time that you can do that and when it's a bad idea. And it's a really bad idea.
Okay, so it was almost like a test or something?
Not really.
It was just a weird coincidence.
It wasn't even a coincidence. It's an astrological reoccurrence of a pattern that you have to recognize.
Okay, I get it.
Got it? And today, the full moon's in Libra. Okay, Venus is the ruler of the sign that the moon is full in. So, of course, you're going to be feeling really emotional and very intense right now. Okay? So just recognize it for what it is and be glad that you had the wherewithal to say no to it. And if you bump into him again, if you want to say hi, that's fine. But I personally, psychically, I would tell you just leave it alone.
Okay.
It's like, you know, just when you get off heroin, you can't really go up to your old heroin dealer and say, hey, dude, how's it going? It's like a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, I blew the date so bad that when things didn't work out, I was, like, crushed. For 6 months, I couldn't even, like, function. And then I just was like, oh, my God.
Well, let's think about this. Can you imagine what would have happened if you'd actually gone into a deep relationship and then had gotten the pie in the face? How devastated you would have been?
I always thought, what if he would have cheated on me? Because I kind of heard he had a reputation for that. And I thought, oh, my God, I would have killed him.
Well,
and I'd be in jail.
Now, interestingly enough, as soon as you said that, you got the lust card, which is the 11th trump. Yeah, in the Crowley deck. Now, the interesting thing is, remember when we first talked and I said you would have wound up on television with some kind of tragedy?
Uh-huh.
And then you just brought that up again. Like, you would have killed him if he had cheated on you.
Do you think I would have?
No, but you would have found some very interesting way for him to, like, kill himself. Once you got the Seven of Swords, you probably would have put rat poison in his Cheerios or something. As I say, man, don't fuck with the Scorpios. Don't fuck with the Tauruses. They will get you in the end. It is not funny. And I'm just telling you, you're just lucky that you know me. That's all I can say. I'm so modest, you know. But honestly, just let it go. Move on, little doggies.
Okay.
And take care of your situation.
Okay.
And stop looking for other ways to complicate your life right now. You need to be simplifying it, straightening it out. And if you're not in a happy relationship, you need to do what's necessary to extricate yourself from it and move forward. Then let's play ball with some new hotties. But not beforehand.
Thank you so much.
Okay, my friend.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much.
You take care, my friend. I keep you in my prayers.
Okay, thank
you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So for all of you little rascals out there that think Aunt Vox can't see what you're up to, you are so wrong, my friend. But I'm here to help you. I'm the person that you can talk to and tell everything to. You can use a fake name or a magical name, but whatever I want you to do is just to give me your real birth info and to really just tell me, you know, what's on your mind, because it's my job and it's my free job right here. That's why I offer this as a public service to all my friends. So, you know, so you can get some kind of sense as to what the hell you're really doing. You know, what are these cosmic cycles that you're dealing with constantly? And are these psychic tests? And the answer is, trust me, God is busy. He really could give a shit to test you on a daily basis. It's not a test. Life is just recognizing the patterns and recognizing when they crop up again and recognizing what you did the last time that fucked up and how not to do that again. So give me a call, 323-284-5166. We got a call over here. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up? Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I have a question.
Sure.
Question has been kind of like frustrating me for a while.
And what's your birthday?
Okay. August 12th.
Okay.
1985.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Andrea.
Okay, let's check it out. So what's up with you?
okay, like, I'm really boring in the love life department. I don't know what's going on. Like, I haven't met anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, here's the situation. Do you know what your rising sign is or not really?
I know it's Capricorn.
Okay, let me check this out. I need a drink when I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, it's tea. I'm teasing you. But here's the situation. Saturn is in Leo right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's happening in your eighth house. So check this out. When you got Capricorn rising, okay. It puts Leo in your eighth house. Eighth house rules sex, death, partners, taxes, other people's money, blah, blah, blah. Now, mm-hmm. The fact that your Leo rules the eighth house and Saturn is crossing there, guess what that does to your love and your sex life? Nothing.
It does fucking nothing.
You can't get laid. It doesn't matter if you look like Pamela Anderson. You still can't get laid. And if you do, it just kind of sucks. It's better off right now to just kind of cultivate your personality, socialize, try not to like get super in over your head with the boyfriend situation. And whatever you do, since Saturn is retrograde right now in your eighth house, you want to stay with your current friends that you know. Do not go back to people that you used to know, because they're not going to work out the second time either.
I was going to do that too. And I was like, I shouldn't do that.
Don't do it. I just pulled the tower card on that answer. Do not do it. Because right now, here's what's coming up. You got the Three of Cups, Knight of Swords, and the Princess of Swords, which basically indicates there's opportunities to go out, party, hang a little bit, make mm-hmm. out, have a little bit of fun. But none of the guys are really interesting, because the Knight of Swords always indicates kind of like disappointing choices. It's like you go to a really great restaurant, but all they have left is potato chips.
Yeah.
It's like, shit. You're feeling like annoyed. But the deal is right now, do not be tempted to go back into old relationships, because the Tower card comes out and that's a disaster. You know?
Great.
And you're just attracting, you know, some kind of loser guys. It's not anything about you. It's just where
exactly.
you're at. It's where you're at, and you're not really going to the places where really amazing guys go to. Okay.
Where do they go to? Let me know.
Where do they go? Okay. Let's think about this. The kind of guys that a Leo chick wants to hang out with Capricorn rising, you want like a kind of socially aware, nice looking guy who knows how to dress, who's got a job, whose car runs, it's probably a hot car. So where do these guys go? They go to the Hamptons. Okay.
Oh man.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, they go to Vegas, they go to happening places, they go to equestrian shows, they go to polo tournaments, they go to golf courses, they go to wine tastings, okay? They might go to the library, they join the opera club, they go to the ballet, they go to cultural events, they don't go to Joe's Bar.
I was at Atlantic City this week and I didn't meet anybody.
Well, get real. You're like a Leo. You're like, okay, I showed up, nothing happened, fuck that. No, it's called consistency of effort. It's called practice. Yeah, you just go one time and you're like, God forbid you should be Cinderella. Oh, my God. You'd go, well, I went to this party and it was kind of overrated and you left before the prince showed up. And then you're bitching about the party. You know?
Yeah, because we left the casinos pretty early, so it was like other stuff.
I told you I'm psychic. I see you leaving early. You're like, this place blows. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm like, you didn't see shit. All the interesting people come out late. They make an entrance. They're not going to show up at a party at 7:00. Come on.
So, like, do you see me meeting anybody like in the next like 3 months?
In the next 3 months, I wouldn't even bring home anybody you meet in the next 3 months. I would just have safe, protected, fun sex. Don't do jack shit with anybody.
I don't bring anybody home that I meet. Hello?
No, listen to me.
Crazy?
Listen to me.
Okay.
I wouldn't even think about anybody seriously in your life that comes before July 15th, period. Including Brad Pitt.
What about after?
After is fine. No problemo. Okay,
so
but anything after July 15th, before then, just go out and date, have some fun. You're always like looking with this like some kind of weird agenda, like, all right, seek and destroy, find husband, drag husband home, marry him. You know, it's like not like that. You forgot how to have fun. For God's sake, you're a freaking Leo. What happened to you? You got to stay
exactly.
away.
Exactly, I've been asking myself that question.
You need to stay away from your mother. For one thing.
Yes.
And stay away from women who keep bitching about you about why you're not married yet. Okay? Screw this. Mm-hmm. It's not important to get married to the wrong person. okay?
I don't even want to get married, actually.
Yeah, you do. Stop lying. But you haven't met anybody that's worth marrying or even talking about. Angelina Jolie said she would never get married, okay? But she did. She's a lying-ass bitch. She lied. And she's still technically married to Brad Pitt, no matter what she wants to say about it. You know? So, and she swore up and down she would never have a biological child, either. Women change their mind when they find somebody who's worth changing their mind for. It's that simple.
Okay, I got one quick question, yeah, though. Okay, some psychic told me, like, at my birthday, like, last year sometime, that I was going to end up having twins for my first set of, you know, actually having kids. Is that true?
Absolutely not. I hope you slapped her. I hope you slapped her for me.
I hate her.
I hope you go back and get your money back.
My $10, I should go get that back.
No, for $10, you're lucky that she didn't, ask you to give her $2,000 for some other crap, like some curse on your head that was fictitious.
Yeah, she did. She would give her $50 for a curse, and I was like, no.
You don't have a curse. The only curse...
I don't believe in that crap anyway, so I was like...
Well, here's the deal. Yeah, you can be cursed, but let me put it to you this way. It's free to get rid of it. Just call Aunt Vox, okay? But the situation is, it's very rare that somebody's really going to spend the energy, time, and money to curse somebody. It's really rare, okay? Now, so for all my friends out there who go for a supposed $5 to $10 reading and they get charged $1,500 to get a spell taken off, you're getting screwed. It's just total bullshit, you know? So I'm telling you, she was full of it. You're lucky that you got out of there only losing $10. You know, she can kiss my ass. And no, you're not having twins because you would kill somebody.
Yes,
you
will.
With twins?
Don't let me get Miami.
Kids, you're probably going to have two, but they're not twins. And you have a girl first and a boy second. And after you have and the weird thing is, after you have the girl, you're going to say, holy crap, I'm never going to do that shit again.
That's me. I will say something like that.
But then you'll get pregnant again, and that tends to be a couple of years after. And then that looks like a son. So I'm really happy
another
for you.
One?
But the deal is you got a lot of work to do. Get your ass out there and stop trying to make somebody turn into your husband when you don't not even having any fun yet. And I told you exactly where to go. I told you exactly where to go. You don't shop for, you know, sirloin steak at Kmart. Okay? Give me a break. You go to Bristol Farms. You know, you get the best stuff. You go to Gelson's. You go to the place where they serve what it is that you want to order. Okay, it's too expensive. Well, then get your ass into gear, get a job, get the clothes, and then go. There's no reason to not get what you want in life. There's a plan for everything if you really want to do it. You know what I'm saying? So get your ass in gear and go do it. Okay, I got to go fix somebody else now. Take care, my friend.
Bye.
So you're with Vox. Give me a call, 323-284-5166. And yes, I am real psychic. I'm not some freak gypsy down the corner. No offense to gypsies. Just on a cultural basis, I think gypsies are great. But I'm talking about the people that we know as gypsies who just charge you $10,000 to read some tea leaves until you have a curse on your ass. It's just so ridiculous. If you have a curse on you, you probably deserve it. And you probably were hanging around with somebody that you knew that you shouldn't hang around with who was projecting a lot of negativity towards you. And it's very simple to get rid of that stuff. And it's free. So if you ever feel you have a problem with that, just contact me. I'll show you what to do. It's absolutely free. And aside from that, if you treat people with respect, 9 out of 10 times, they're not going to sit around wishing you ill luck anyway. And you don't have to burn a candle to curse somebody. You know, it's called, what the Italians call it, the evil eye. And sometimes when people are jealous or they want something that you have, they'll do that, you know. But give me a call. And we got a caller right now, so we'll see who's on there. Hey, with Vox, what's up? Put those potato chips down.
Vox, this is Polly. How are you?
I'm fine. You better not be eating no potato chips.
Well, you know what? I got a cup of coffee now.
I always know you got something in your hand that's going to go down the throat. What the hell? Don't read that the wrong way, by the way. So let's check it out. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Here's the truth. On the happiest day of my life, I want to kill everyone involved. I want to kick everybody butt. I am so done. What we talked about, it finally came through. Today.
Yeah.
And instead of me being happy, I am, if I had a gun, I'd just go shoot everybody in the head.
Which is why I'm glad that you're using a pseudonym when you call, because I do not want those people looking for you at my door. Oh, Lord mercy. Now, interestingly enough, you got Virgo rising, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, I think you had Cancer rising. We always saw you with Cancer rising. But you got the full moon in Libra. If you are Cancer rising, you got the full moon in Libra in your fourth house, which rules homes, money, security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the full moon in Libra is also going to make you extremely emotional, which is why you won't kick some butt.
Everybody deserves an ass kicking from me.
They probably do, but just try to wear your sneakers when you're doing it. Don't cause any extensive damage, you know. So what can I help you with today?
What can you help me with? Okay, you know I'm at the last, the last minute in this thing because things are now unraveling in my life as far as business. And basically, will I be okay? Because now it's do or die right now.
Well, here's the situation. You got the Three of Discs, which shows there's you're getting things that you want to happen, but now you're going to have to like put them into some kind of strategy. You're going to have to take care of all this business that you've invoked into your life. Mm-hmm. The Ace of Wands is you finding out some really interesting information, which is what's making you want to hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Magus card. So I got to tell you, my friend, I look like I've predicted some good things for you before, and I am happy to tell you that, yeah, things are going your way for once in your life. For once in your life.
I mean, why come out? I don't feel good, Bob. I just don't feel good.
Well, because you are totally worn out.
I am.
And you've been using a lot of your magical abilities to manipulate the etheric energies, to force things to happen, to unveil plans and schemes against you. And it's just now you understand why Donald Trump's always got his panties in a twist, you know. Nobody wants $10 billion, because then you always have to keep looking over your shoulder to find out who's about to whap you over the head for it.
You see
what I'm saying? And that's why you're just totally burnt out. But you've got the Emperor card, and I'm gonna predict that all the way from now till this year is gonna be huge for you. You just got the Emperor card and the Ace of Discs. It looks like you're finally going to be able to go into business for yourself. Now, hopefully this time you're not going to fuck up and trust all this money to other people.
Oh, hell no. I found out, you know, it was another thing that we had talked about in one of the readings pertaining to the real estate, and you were saying it was an all right deal, but it wasn't what I suspected it was, and they gave me more details on it today, and it's just.
Well, did you find out?
I maybe can go into something like that. Maybe six to 9 months, but I would prefer, because I've had such problems with these people.
Right.
I would prefer not to even go that route. You know, it is an option that is available.
No, I mean for you to keep this money for yourself and your personal projects. I'm not talking about investing in anybody else. Forget that.
No, it would be for me, and it would be, you know, but it's just I don't really trust.
Well, here's the situation.
I don't have a lot of faith in these people anymore.
Here's the situation. After July 22nd to August 22nd, which will be when the sun goes back into your sign close to that time, that's when things will really feel a lot more settled for you. Okay. Now, you know, right after that, in September, is going to be two more eclipses that you went through in last September. So we got to get things squared away with you before that time.
Well, I have no choice but to get things squared away. I have to recalibrate a whole lot. I got to restart up some things and do some, you know, try out some new ideas. Because
now, let me just tell you a couple of things before I have to let you go. You got the Three of Wands and the Princess of Swords, which, again, that's showing writings, written information, contracts, books. All of these kinds of things are highlighted at that time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're still technically in the Mars energy of Aries. So right now, it's time to really start, you know, putting your thoughts together all the way through to April 22nd. And just be very frugal with how you're living. Keep low on the hog, you know, because it feels like you're finally starting to make some headway. And I'm glad you're starting to see it, because people think that, you know, I just tell them something good or bad. It's like, no, I just tell you really what I see. And you look like you're in a much better situation right now, despite how you're feeling about it.
Well, yeah, well, I still want to, if I was thinking about going by the gun.
Nah. That's at full moon energy. And remember, when the sun's in Mars, a placement of Aries, Aries rules war. And it also rules iron, it rules steel, it rules guns, sharp knives. So get the hell out of the kitchen and stay out of the car. You know? But hey, I got good news to tell you. I mean, you're definitely on the way back up, my friend. So you should give me a call.
Thank you. You've been wonderful, and I appreciate you. And I must give you the endorsement. You are a true psychic.
Oh, you're sweet. And I believe you because it's true. You know, but I have a lot of faith, and you got a lot of talents here. So don't let your emotions get the better of you. Okay, my friend?
Thank you.
And call me during the week, and we'll have a coffee or something.
Oh yeah, I'm crazy right now. You don't want to deal.
Well, all right. Well, call me when you stop being crazy. Okay, take care, Kylie.
Okay,
blessings.
Bye
bye. So we got some calls coming in. 323-284-5166. If you can't get through, just keep trying, because I can only do one call at a time. Right now we've got that full moon in Libra that's making everybody go bonkers. So just keep it cool. We've got another caller right now, so let's see who it is. Hey, you're with Vox. What's up?
Hey, Vox. I wanted to get a reading on my mom.
Okay. Now, what's your first name and birthday?
My first name is Kim.
Okay.
And my birth date is June 8th, 66.
Okay. And what's your mom's birthday?
August 19th, and I'm trying to figure out the year.
Okay. Did she tell you how old she really was?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think it may be 1947.
Okay, she's gonna kill you later for revealing.
She probably will. Well.
Okay, so let's just check it out. Now, what's mom's first name?
Jill.
Okay, let's check her out. Now, the problem, and she's got the Leo, right?
Yes.
So her deal is, you know, she's got a lot of drama going on around her right now. It's almost like there's really nothing physically wrong with her, even if it seems otherwise. If she's physically ill, she's making herself that way because she's not wanting to deal with the situation. She's got the Prince of Cups, the Prince of Discs, and the Sun card, which is her ruling card of Leo.
Mm-hmm.
The situation is that there's a man behind whatever's wrong with her.
Really?
Yes. Interestingly enough. And it doesn't mean he's a bad person. Whatever's going on with her, she's completely out of whack. Okay? And she's almost like not in the mood to like deal with reality right now, so she's forcing herself to get sick.
Yeah, that's making a lot of sense.
You know? And I'm not saying I'm a doctor, so she definitely can really make herself really, really ill. You know?
Yeah, I could see that happening.
So she's got to stop it. So she's blocking something, and she's got problems in her chest area and her circulation.
You know? She does, yeah.
So as far as what I can do to help, maybe if there's a way in the world you could get her to call personally, maybe I could gently whap her upside the head and let her see what she's doing to herself.
I really wish she would. I doubt she would call you. I called you, gosh, probably about a month and a half ago, and because I found out that my husband and sister were having an affair.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember that one?
I remember
and
that.
And you said, of course, it was all pre-planned for my sister and to stay away. Well, this is how my mom has taken it on, but she has completely stopped talking to me and hasn't seen her grandkids. I have two daughters, and she's very upset that I, of course, continued to stay and work on my marriage.
Well,
so
that's her prerogative to do that, but in my opinion, she's missing out. She's the one who's blowing it, and part of this is like the whole idea about image. You know, and pride. And she needs to get over it. If anybody should want to kill somebody, God forbid, this is the show for it.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's want to kill somebody tonight.
I think it should have been me, though. I think I should have been the one
exactly.
to want to kill someone.
If you're willing to, like, turn the other cheek and give, you know, Mr. Bunnyhead another chance, that's your job. I mean, that you took a vow with this person to try to work stuff out. She didn't.
Yep. That's okay. Right.
But she's also really embarrassed at what she taught you love was. And I don't know who your dad is or what happened with that whole wreck. But she can't look at you and face herself is what's really going on here.
Yeah.
So if you can forgive, see, God, this really sucks because I'm having to ask poor little Gemini to be the big person here and forgive lots of people for a lot of bullshit that's not their fault.
Yeah.
God, I hate to sound Christian.
On my sister's. Hers is June 23rd, 1974.
Now, the situation with her, she's very pathetic. Because let me tell you something. For a Cancer woman to do something that despicable toward their family, she must be so fucked up. I can't even begin to tell you. So I pity the hell out of her.
Yeah.
And she did this because this is going to sound weird. Okay. She picked your husband for this reason because, he's a marriageable type because, see, he's marrying somebody that I know. So he must be kind of serious. So maybe he's the kind of person who will settle down. Okay. So let me get one of those. It's like, have you ever gone to the shop and stolen somebody else's shopping cart? That's kind of what she just did. You're like, wait, I just spent an hour picking out those Cheetos.
Yeah,
some bitch
is
going out with my shopping cart.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know what a decent relationship could look like. So she had to steal yours because she trusted your judgment that this is a good guy. How screwed up is this, what I'm telling you?
Yeah,
this is
good.
So screwed up. But it makes so much sense.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. It's just really fucked up.
It's completely fucked up. But she's got a lot of, I really hate to believe in karma, but I've seen it in action a few times, you know? And so I have to say, she's got a lot of bad karma for what she did to you, but I will say she didn't do it to hurt you. She did it to help herself, which is very different than just trying to destroy your life. She just destroyed your life in order to make hers better.
Right.
It was a survival tactic. But does that mean you should, keep hanging around with her? Hell no.
No.
Don't even think about it.
Mm-mm.
But please don't hate her. Pity her if you want to.
I pity her. I don't hate her. I mean,
because I can't hate her after seeing how screwed up she is.
No, I pity her. I feel sorry for her, and I'm sad for her.
I pity her like I pity the hungry wolf who's chasing my ass.
exactly.
I'm sorry that you're
running.
Hungry, but do not eat me.
No. And I feel very bad for my mom because she's put herself into a situation that she really doesn't need to be put into, but she's put herself there, and she's making herself sick, and she's, my daughters that are 5 and 11 are very sad. They don't get to see her. They don't get to be part of her life, and she lives 5 doors away from me.
Which is completely ridiculous. Now, I have a plan. I have one of my crazy Vox plans, and it came from your angel, because, trust me, it didn't come from mine, because my angel wouldn't say something this weird, because it's just bizarre. I would take the kids, and if you have any other kids in the neighborhood, friends, whatever, I would go visit an old age home or a nursing home, and I'd bring my kids down there and rent them some grandparents.
Yeah.
Bring
That's
them.
That's funny you said that. I was there this past weekend.
How weird. Because I tell you, it did not come from me. I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. Your kids can light up a room and make people so happy, and it's your mom's loss. But don't let that stop you from allowing your kids to access some elderly people that could really enjoy and really just love your kids.
Great. That's
you know what I'm
do.
Saying?
I will.
Because I can't believe I saw that. That was just so bizarre. But I think you're totally doing the right things. And if you weren't, I don't think you'd have the guts to call my show. Because you're very sensitive. You know what I mean? So you're doing all the right things. You know, say a prayer for your mom to get her shit together. Say a prayer for your sister to get her shit together. And then just stay the hell away from them and stop trying to go back there and fix things. Because you're being vampirized by people who don't give a shit about you.
Yep. And isn't that sad, though, to think that it's your own family that doesn't? But
Can I tell you why? So I can straighten 10 billion people out? Your family is the people that you can't stand, that you would never, ever want to willingly be friends with. I hate to break it to you. So God makes sure that there's no way in the world you can avoid dealing with those people. That is the truth.
Oh, God.
And I have a great family, and I'm saying these horrible things, okay? These are people that are just so normal, I can't even understand how I came from these people. So you can imagine being the child, me being the child of somebody, how crazy that must be for them. Oh, my God. So I just recognize, these are people God thought I should meet for some important reason, but not necessarily to like them.
Right.
But just to make sure that I understand them. Mm-hmm. And then I transcend all the genetic bullshit that's programmed in there. Okay? Because our mm-hmm. astrology charts are not here to say, oh, yeah, here's an excuse for being an asshole. Okay, you can be a Leo. No. Right. It's like, okay, Leos can tend to be assholes, so I'm going to work on this. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what your parents are in your life for. Because not because so they're going to be nice for you, but you are the best thing that they could have ever created, and they need to look at you and see what it is that they did wrong and get it straightened out.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean you have to like each other, and it doesn't even mean you have to accept each other. It just means, whoa, well, I got to pay attention to that.
Right. Well,
and so let your daughters understand that grandma is not, she's not all that well. She sees things in a very sad way.
Yeah.
And that actually they're very lucky to not have to deal with a sad grandma.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's the truth. Yeah.
So tell them the truth, you know, and then just make sure that your husband's walking the straight and narrow path. And if he doesn't, then kick his ass to the curb.
Oh yeah. This is it. He's a one chance only.
Yeah. And I think right now he's looking like he's pretty much toeing the line. And so that's it.
Yeah.
And you're a great person, and I can't believe I could ever call somebody who's born in 666 a great person.
No, that's me.
I'm teasing you. The funny thing about the number 666, six is a perfected number, and it's a number that's ruled by the sun, and it's a very spiritual number. So all people that are looking at those numbers in the wrong way, they just obviously don't know anything about numerology. You're a very lovely person, and you're very balanced despite your birthday. And you've really conquered a lot of bullshit, I can tell you right now.
I
hope that you'll keep going forward and not letting anybody stand in your way. And stop worrying about your mom.
Okay, I will.
Okay, and keep in touch. Join the forum and let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, take care, my friend.
All right, Vox. Bye-bye.
Many blessings. So you've been with the Vox show, with the Voxinator. Been getting vaccinated over here. And it's the full moon in Libra, so just understand that's why you've been going haywire. And if you check out my blog every day at vox.org, V-O-X-X.O-R-G, and always check out what's going on my blog, and join the forum at vox.org/forum, and also write to me at vox@vox.org. Also, I have lots of classes coming up all the time, and if you want to do an actual reading, give me a call at 323-782-0222. But that's pretty much all the time we have for tonight's show, so I thank all my callers, and don't kill anybody just because I predicted it could be possible. Keep your head together, and if you have any problems, just always write to me through the forum or write me letters. Let me know what's going on, and I'll try to help you all I can. So tune in next week, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Vox Show, and you've been with Vox. How many times can I say that? Vox, 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 Vox. And anyway, I'll see you next week, Monday, and until then, have a mystical, magical day. Thank you.